All right. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I have one of my beautiful newer friends on Instagram. Her name is Lucy. You guys are going to love her story. She actually just recently started her own business. And today on the podcast, it's going to be a really important topic. I think we can all relate to, whether you're a business owner or not, is kind of working from home, sleeping from home, living from home, and kind of how do you find that balance and how do you take care of, I think, also the different wheels of your health, right? Like your mental, emotional, physical health, all living in one space. So I'll have Lucy kind of introduce herself a little bit, and then we'll just kind of dive into today's topic.
Yay!
Okay. Yay!
Excited. My name is Lucinda. I go by Lucy. I live in Tampa, Florida. And I am a branding and website designer for small and creative businesses.
Yay. That's awesome. And how did you kind of fall into that, Lucy? Like, what was your previous job? What did you study? Like, how did you kind of find that you loved doing that?
Yeah, I feel like it's just been a weird, like, up and down. It wasn't like a straight path. I studied graphic design in college, and then I went to grad school for interior design just because I always said that I wanted to be an architect. So I decided to try that. And then I worked in the architecture industry until February, actually, as an interior designer. And I always did graphic design work on the side as a freelance, like just a freelance designer taking projects here and there. But then I think, like, I don't know, the longer I was working in architecture, I realized it just like wasn't what I felt. And I found myself being more excited about the freelance projects that I was doing versus my actual like 9 to 5. It just took me a really long time to like accept that. And, it was more like personal battles with that, I guess. It was like, well, I studied, you know, like architecture. I went to grad school for this, but I find myself liking something else. Is that even okay to do? But then, yeah, I just decided to like do it, and I officially left my job in February. So that's right.
I love that you brought up kind of like, you have these feelings, and it's not even if you even like want to start your own business or like if you, you know, want to date that person. I don't know. You always have these feelings and you're kind of like, but can I do it? Like, can I accomplish this? Like, I was even talking to one of my friends the other day about how he really wants to run a marathon. And I'm like, God bless. But like, there's always that doubt of like, is this for me though? Like, can I do it? And I feel like if it's on your heart, and even like you were saying, you got so much more joy out of doing what you loved, even than almost than ignoring it. Like, had you ignored it, it almost would have brought you like sadness. And that's how I felt about starting my blog, is kind of like, I would have been more sad if I didn't do it. And one of the greatest things I've ever heard is like, if you have an idea, if you have like a passion or you want to try something, you're always scared of failure. Like, we're always scared of failing. But if you never, ever try, you already failed. And I was like, oh man. Like, it kind of sets in where you're like, and then you're the one failing you. Like, you never know what can happen, especially if you just, yeah, give it your all and like go in. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's so true, especially what you just said. I just remember like sitting at my desk one day and I was just, I don't know, it just like was a slow build, but I don't want to say like I job hopped a lot, but I switched different jobs just because of different circumstances, or I moved to different cities, and I knew that like the last job I took here was going to be my last like corporate job. Mm-hmm. I kind of was just like, okay, like this is going to be my last job. Sure. I just said that and it just sort of happened. But I think because I went into it that way, I was already like ready to leave. Mm-hmm. But it was like so scary. Yeah. And then I think like last year at some point, I was just sitting at my desk and I'm like, I think I was afraid to leave my job because I was worried that if I failed, I wouldn't be able to find another job. Mm-hmm. Just because like the architecture industry is so small that if you leave somewhere, like everyone knows. And I was just like, well, what if I leave and I fail and then I like can't find a job again? But I think that was just my fear talking. And yeah, like you said, I started thinking, well, I would feel worse if I didn't just try than if I stayed, because I'm afraid of failing and it's just like comfortable.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was just like, I know I can find another job. Like, I can definitely find another job if I needed to. So, like, just do it.
I love, like, talking down the mind drama. Our minds, like, on anything is like, if I do this, then, and it doesn't work out, I'm going to fail, I'm going to die, life is going to end. Like, I have this in my head all the time. And, like, I think it's so important to talk about. And this kind of plays into, then, the topic of today is, like, you know, the mindset or kind of, like, what, I guess, what's getting us through right now? Because right now, like, even if you own your own business or not, I think we all have a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty can kind of exist, and a lot of just feeling kind of stuck. And I know for myself, I've had more of that kind of mind drama, definitely being in quarantine and just being home all the time, because you kind of have the freedom for your kind of imagination to just run and to kind of think of all these things. And I was talking to my boyfriend the other day about how I'm like working on this new project, and I like had this moment with myself where I was like, if this doesn't work, Em, you're trash, you failed, life is over. And like, that was going on in my brain. And I was like, is that real? Is right? Like, is that? And I think one of the most important things to kind of dive into today's topic that's helped me kind of be in this new space, right? Like, being, we're always at home. We live, eat, sleep. Most of us probably work at home or hang out at home. Is that I talk back to myself way more than I used to when I would go into the office or like be around other people a lot. I think I've created a little bit more of an actual relationship with myself because I'm here all the time with myself, not really getting distracted as much or not really getting to spend time with other people as much. And I would love to hear kind of how you've been feeling, Lucy, or how you've noticed maybe small shifts like that, because that's a huge one that I've felt. I've started to really have dialogue because my brain can kind of run rampant, and I have been able to kind of like reel it in a little bit more. I think a lot of us have like maybe been feeling that way.
Yeah, that's a great topic. I think, like, I don't know, at the beginning of everything, I was super excited and felt really motivated, and I was really positive just about everything. I'm like, yeah, I'll just work from home. Originally, I was working out of coffee shops, and then I got a membership to a co-working space, and I love being around people. And even like with the co-working space, I just wanted to be somewhere around other people who were working. But then to just like, I don't know, stay at home. At first I was like really excited about it. I'm like, yeah, this is good. This is different. Like, I'll just work from home. It'll be fine. Have my little cats and my dog. Like, it'll be good.
My best life. Yeah.
Yeah. But as time went on, I don't know, something just started shifting, but I couldn't exactly like put my finger on it. I just, I think I've just like started feeling more sad and like missing people. And I thought it was going to be okay at first. But yeah, I think I've just been trying to not work so much and try to do things that do, you know, bring some joy and like change my mind from just being like more isolated all the time.
Yeah. I think like, I love that you talked about like how it's kind of shifted for you, because I feel the same way. Like, I love people. I'm a huge extrovert. And so in the beginning, I was like, yay, I'm going to like catch up on my sleep. Like, I'm going to do more face masks. Like, I truly thought, I was like, oh, this is gonna be great. I'm going to finally read. And it's been like 2 years since I graduated college, like read. Like, I was like, I had like all these plans. I was like, honestly, I'm kind of happy with just like staying in pajamas or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I definitely agree. I think like around the beginning of July, and I've talked about this even on my page before, like June, July has been rough. I've felt so like I'm either like riding a high or I like crash. Like, I'm either like, today is the best day I've ever had in my life, and then the next day I'm like, I will never be happy again. Like, I really have kind of like had that emotional roller coaster going on. And I think one of the things it's taught me is how much I prioritize, and like I'm putting quotes around this, like being busy when even I wasn't being busy. And I guess what I mean by that is, I was thinking about this the other day where it was like, when I used to go to my 9-to-5, so I still work like a regular 9-to-5 for people listening. I still work a regular 9-to-5 and run my business. And when I used to go into the office, I think about all the time that I was just kind of like riding the subway or like waiting in line to get lunch at the restaurant or like walking around downtown. And not that that's like not good time spent, but why was my brain kind of like okay with that waste of time? And now I've adopted this like guilt around not being productive all the time. Yes. When in reality, I wasn't productive all the time before. Like, isn't it so, it's so interesting. I think like I think about all the times that I would just kind of like sit at the park and like read a book, and I can do that here. But for some reason, my brain is kind of differentiated, like, Emily, you're so lazy, like you've been wasting time. Like, and I think that's the whole being stuck in your one environment. It makes you feel like nothing's happening, or like nothing is progressing, or you're not accomplishing anything, even though like I'm still online from 9 to 5, like I'm still working my job, I'm still doing my side business. But there's this weird, and I'd love to hear if you have this or have this, Lucy, is like, there's this weird, I am so lazy no matter what I do. And that's just not true. But I've been feeling it so much, I think now around like June and July. And it's really like gotten me down. It's affected a lot of like, I think that positive energy I had, is I just keep beating myself up for wasting time when I'm not. Like, I think it's interesting.
I think I've always like been sort of a busybody. I don't know if that's like a good thing or a bad thing, but definitely when I was working my 9 to 5, I would work all day, then come home and like work on design projects, but I still kind of like shut off a lot better, or I would take more time to relax. And now that I'm working for myself, and now, especially because I'm at home, yeah, like I feel like I just have to be working all the time, or feel like I'm working all the time, or else like I'm not being productive. I'm not like using my time wisely, even though I feel like you still definitely need to rest. It just like, I don't know, it feels different. Yeah, like if you're just sitting at home, actually relaxing, now it just feels like I'm not like being productive. Like I feel bad for like sitting around sometimes.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you noticed that you start to, because I'm the same way, as like, I
think it's gotten worse.
Oh, it's gotten so much worse.
So bad.
Yeah, I do. I think like, but you said it perfectly. It's almost like now if I even sit and like eat lunch, I like feel guilty. I'm like, oh, I could be doing something. And I have nothing to do. And I think emotionally, that's what ran me into the ground. I think to a certain extent, when quarantine started, and a lot of us might feel this way, I all of a sudden like had all of these ideas of all of this stuff I should be doing. And I need to like revamp my wardrobe, or like, you know, like Lucy and I were talking about before we started recording this. Like I was like, I need to clean my makeup brushes like once a week. Like I almost like saw quarantine as a way to like up-level myself, or like upgrade myself. Mm-hmm. And then I think, and this is a good thing, because I never should have really had that mindset, is that it kind of caught up to me where it was like, like, even though you have, and I'm quoting again, all the time in the world, you're going to run yourself, you're going to burn out. Like, and that's how I feel like June and July hit me. Like I was almost running on autopilot of like, I'm going to work out every day and like do this every day and like redo this every day. And like, it was almost so overwhelming, and I could do that, unfortunately, because I was in my own space, but I held myself to this crazy standard of like, now I never have to rest because I'm always in my pajamas, or like, now I never have to like, you know, call a friend because I have so much time to throw into my projects or whatever. And it really caught up to me, which is how life works. Like if you don't rest, you can be insanely productive or insanely busy for so long. And even now it's kind of caught up to me in the most interesting way, where I still have a lot of time. Like I'm still at home. I still have a lot of time to do things, but like my soul, like my emotional level doesn't want to. And that was kind of the like pushback I got this past month. It was like, you're tired, man. Like be tired. Even though you have like all the time in the world, you still need time to just rest and relax and unwind.
Yeah, it's so true. I wonder if because of quarantine, like we all just started adding more things to our plate too. Like I got in my mind, at least with my business, I got like way more ambitious with what I was wanting to accomplish, which isn't, I mean, I don't think it's like necessarily a bad thing, but I feel like it got to the point of actually being kind of like unrealistic, because I'm like, I have so much time because I'm not going anywhere. So I'm going to do like more things for my business when I really just probably needed to just keep the same pace and yeah, like make time to relax. I think like 2 weeks ago, I just like, I don't know, my body was just like, no, you're done. And I like slept all day just because like you're saying, just going on so hard and so fast. And then I just like reached my point.
Yeah, I do. I think we just don't. And I'm so bad at this. Like, I'm such an extremist where it's like, I struggle with consistency because I almost do that. I almost like take on everything in the world. And for a while I can. And I'm like, I'm amazing. I'm killing it. Like being whatever, blah, blah. And then I just crash for like a week. And I'm like, no, let's try to be extreme again. Like I think I do that all the time. And I think people listening now, like we've said, even if you don't own a business or not, I think there was so much pressure around quarantine starting to be like, utilize your time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but you can also do that by just sitting. And you should do that by like just sitting or like by just talking to a friend on the phone or just watching YouTube. Like that is utilizing your time. And I think I totally agree. I think there was this almost like take off to the races of like everyone was trying to utilize their time the best way. But in our regular day-to-day life, we have a lot of downtime. And like that's what keeps us going. And that's like so beneficial. Yeah, that's so interesting. I never actually thought about that, but I do. I think it was like a marketing thing of like change your life. Like you have all the time in the world, no excuses, like all this stuff. And I think now we see like resting or napping or relaxing as an excuse. And that's so sad. Like, cause I do that. I'm like, now I'm just like not going to be whatever. And not seeing that just as beneficial as working, as cleaning, as whatever.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like we're really similar. I have actually like recently started trying to actually like schedule in resting into my time. I'm a crazy like planning person. I love a good schedule. Like schedules really excite me. But I realized that I was like unrealistically packing like 12 hours of work in my day. And then falling behind on the unrealistic tasks I assign myself and then feeling bad for not being able to accomplish 12 hours of work in a day. So
I'm like shaking my head because I'm like, one of my tasks would be like reorganize the cabinets. And then if I didn't do that, I would feel awful about myself. Yeah. I'm like, Emily, like blah, blah, whatever. I'm like, why does that have to be done right now today? Like why? Right. I was making up things. Exactly. I was making up things to fill my time that actually didn't serve me. And like, this is a tip I would give to people listening is like, you don't have to do everything. Even like self-care and self-help is like meditate, do yoga, read, journal, like deep breathe, all this stuff. And if all of it actually benefits you, then like do it. Mm-hmm. But I think like doing something just to fill time doesn't actually benefit us sometimes. Like doing things just to do things. Like I'm the girl that like will make a to-do list just so I can cross it off, but none of it has to be done. So it's even to do like get water. And I'm like, yep. Yes. And then, make lunch. Ooh, killing the day. Like I've become addicted to that feeling of accomplishing something. And why can't I add rest as an accomplishment, right? Why can't I add like taking a nap 3 times this week or coloring? I don't like doing something that genuinely brings me joy. We love to color here. Doing something that like genuinely brings me joy is so much more beneficial than being like, I should learn Spanish because like I have the time and like it's probably a good idea. If you don't want to do it, it's not going to be beneficial just because it takes up time.
Yes, absolutely. I've started just trying to like knock off 3 big tasks a day. And then that just like feels good versus being like, here are all these 12 tasks, just actually like prioritizing 3 things that I need to get done, which feels realistic. Like getting 1 to 3 things done a day is good. Yeah. I also have been trying to make sure to write like more self-care things down. Like I actually have to write them down or else I won't even do it. I just bought some like activity books from Amazon that are arriving today, which I'm really excited about. just trying to do, yeah, more of that kind of stuff. Originally, I also was definitely like, learn a language, do these things, take these courses. But that's still like a lot of more, I guess, work. It's just like more work. So trying to cut back on that a little bit and actually just do things that are purely relaxing.
Like doing things, yeah, doing things for joy.
Coloring, yeah.
We love coloring. And also taking that list of maybe like, you know, this is something I actually want to do. And I thought of it while you were saying it, Lucy, it's so beneficial of like, write down the 10 things that you were kind of, not that they're like unrealistic, but write down the 10 things that you started doing just because of quarantine and maybe pick two, right? Like I think there was so much of this, like totally redo your whole life. And you can't, and you don't have to. And then we have that feeling of I'm failing, nothing's stuck, I'm like wasting time. When what if you had like learn Spanish, like run better, like all these things, and you just picked one and like stuck with it for, yeah, it's just like not being, I'm such an extremist. So I'm like almost preaching to myself. I'm like, one doesn't sound like enough. It's like, but then you'll stick to it. Like, then you'll stick to it. You'll actually get, like, something out of it. And, yeah, I love that. I know I've talked about this example in a different podcast, but do you watch the Great British Baking Show? Have you ever heard of it?
I've seen a few episodes, yeah.
I've seen it like twice through. If you're looking for just like something, they're just so nice. Like they're so nice to each other, but it's a competition and it's so cute. But they, and I've like said this, I admire the people in that podcast. So in that show, if you don't know, it's in Britain. It's like filmed in Great Britain. And I think one of the most interesting, weird underlying tones of the show is that everyone in that show has like so many hobbies that they don't make money off of, that they don't like feel that they have to do. And like when I watch the show, I admire it so much. Like some of them, they'll interview the contestants on the show and they'll say like, I work as like a like restaurant, like I'm a chef by day, but then like on the weekends I'm a beekeeper, I'm like studying like Latin, I'm not kidding, like some of them are like, I like studying ancient artifacts down in the whatever, like they're like archaeologists, like, but they do all these things like just for fun. And I think that that might be a culture thing that we have kind of lost touch with here, is like the benefit of just doing things for joy. Like I remember this one girl was like, I'm really into like, she writes like storybooks for kids, like, and then she gives them for free to like charity. Like she just likes doing it. And I think we always feel guilty for doing things we just like to do. And then we try to exactly find more like productive things to do and like intellectual growing, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true too. Even when I am just doing things I enjoy, like my quarantine activity was macrame. That was my first like big activity. Even like just starting to do that afterwards, it's like, oh, well, maybe I can sell these. Like it's just everything. I think it's something here where it's like, I feel like I can't just do things I like because I like doing them. I feel like I always need to be doing something that turns into some sort of business opportunity. I don't know why, but.
Oh, I relate
like
to that.
All hobbies just turn into something.
Literally.
And then it becomes stressful.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, well, don't enjoy this anymore. I think it's even when you turn something into, yeah, a goal. I think about running. Like I started to run when quarantine started and I was a runner. I ran in like high school, but then I gotten kind of into more of like going to the gym, blah, blah, while gyms were closed. And I was like, I'm going to get back into running. And at first loved it, like was killing it, kind of killing it, sweating so much, like loving it every day. But then as soon as I started to kind of like be like, I need to run 5 miles this week. Like I have to run 6 miles next week. I started like putting limitations around or restrictions and limitations or expectations on it. It didn't become as fun anymore. Right. And I think we do that with hobbies where it's like, I'm going to do this, but only if I can do this with it. Or even like, I'm going to do this to like eventually not do, I don't know. It's the whole like story behind stuff instead of just like doing things with the intention of like just having fun and kind of like being free with it. And yeah, that's so interesting. I do that too sometimes where I'm like, well, but like, what will this get me? Forgetting that like just having fun and like being joyous, like gets you something.
That's so true. That's such a good point. And that just reminded me of you know, like having hobbies or doing activities when you were a kid and you just did them because you loved doing them or because it was fun, and trying to get back to that, especially now.
Yeah. And if you don't like them when you're a kid, you don't do them, right? You don't do this sense of like, there's responsibilities where it's like, yeah, okay, like you have to do that. Like I'm an adult. Like I recently had to start like doing tax stuff and I was like, I don't really want to, but like you have to, and that's fine. But then I think there's stuff that you don't have to do, yet we tell ourselves we have to do it. We have to do it. We have to get into it. And you're just like not into it, or it doesn't serve you. And yeah, a kid would be like, no, thanks. It's not fun, right? Like it's not fun. It's not like, it doesn't come easy. Like it's, I don't know. It's, it doesn't make me feel good. Like that is such a good point. Thinking from like a kid's perspective, like how does this actually make me feel? Am I telling myself I have to do X, Y, and Z just because we're in quarantine, just because we have more time? If you had, oh, I love this, Lucy. I love that we're talking about this, because I do. I think so many people are probably feeling that. And if you had like one final piece of advice to give someone who's trying to find that balance right now, like what would it be? Or if you have two pieces, like that's totally fine, I'll take two. But
well, I guess work-wise, if you are, you know, have your own business or you're working from home, one of the things I'm now trying to do is have an actual like dedicated workspace. Because at first I was like working from the sofa or working from wherever, working in the bed, but then like every place becomes a place of work. So really trying to just have a dedicated workspace and only work in that space. And if you're not there, like do something else, do something you enjoy, do something fun. That I'm trying that out now. And I think it's been a little bit better, especially with the boundaries of living at home and working at home. I think trying to find one thing that you enjoy doing just for fun and nothing else, that would be super important. I'm still working on that one, but having that, I think it'll bring, you know, something to you. I think that would be my idea.
I love both of them. And I want to try the dedicated workspace, because I'm bad at that. I'm like, oh, I'll just carry my laptop over here. And like, instead of, yeah, leaving it at my desk, that's what I have all that set up for. I would say for business, I've been trying to do the same thing with my time. So, and my boss actually at my 9-to-5 said this to us, which I thought was so respectable, is she said, like, if I notice that you're online before 9 and after 5, I'm going to get angry, because we like work in a Microsoft Teams kind of environment. So she can tell when we're online. And I think it is so easy to just roll out of bed at like 6 a.m. now and like turn on your laptop and be like, let's just see what emails we got, blah, blah. And then you end up working. You end up working from 6 to 6 when you get paid for 9 to 5. And so, yeah, I think establishing the workspace and the work time, if you work for like a regular 9-to-5 or even yourself, like create your quote unquote, like 9-to-5, create your time on versus time off. And then personal wise, I would say this is like really, well, it's not weird. It's so simple, but it's helped me so, so much. And it's going on a walk outside or a run outside or even sitting outside, but in silence. I think like when you're inside, at least from my perspective, there's always like noise. And what I mean by that is there's always technology. There's always like, I'm either, you know, talking on the phone, watching a video, listening to music, like there's always like mental noise even. And I've now started to run in like without music, in silence. And I know that's kind of like a weird thing, but I think like finding some silence helps you resettle kind of within yourself, instead of just kind of running around the same space, always having like technology noise, always kind of having something else that's distracting you. And that's helped me so much with kind of the feelings of like anxiety and stuff, is like being quiet and outside at some point in the day.
Ooh, that's so good. I just had one more then.
Yeah, no. Oh my gosh, keep them coming. I like
The other thing that I've been trying to do, I've been doing it for like 2 weeks now, is I actually like physically set like app blockers on my phone. I have an iPhone. I think you can do it with other phones too, but there's a setting where you can like change the time that you can actually access your phone. So now I have it set to where I can't open any of my apps until like 8:30 in the morning. And then my phone like turns off around like 10 PM. And then I started limiting my social media ones too. And it just kind of locks you out. I mean, you can always go back in, but I'm really trying to not do that. Yeah, like you were saying, one of the things I usually do when I wake up is like, I literally just go for my phone and start like checking my emails or scrolling through things. But now that I put this limit on my phone time, I'm actually like waking up and trying to read and journal and do more things like that.
I'm going to try that. I've never heard of that.
I think it's called screen time, maybe.
Ooh,
it's in the settings.
I'm literally going to get it because self-discipline is, it's hard sometimes. We're programmed to just kind of like get up and go and start and like, ooh, I'm going to try that. I love that. That's so good.
Yes, no. One of my friends suggested it and it has been like, it's been great.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Lucy. Like, thank you for being on the podcast and thank you for like sharing your knowledge, sharing your experience. And like, I think we were both pretty, and I love just being honest of like, we're not feeling the best either. Like, it's always kind of like, no one's just thriving all the time, right? Especially right now. It can be a little like, it can be just a little bit trickier to get in kind of a routine. And hopefully like this helped you a little bit remember that resting and relaxing and taking care of yourself and spending time with yourself is just as productive as like learning Spanish, is just as productive as, you know, starting that 30-day whatever challenge, whatever. So yeah, I just really appreciate you being on and I hope everyone listening has a great week and you just take some time to really calm down and remember kind of like some of the things that helped us. Maybe they'll help you as well. So thank you so much, Lucy.
Yay, it was so fun.